This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello to everyone, this is Margaret Arjous, and welcome to this new series of programs, Suki Yam. As you've just heard in the introduction, Suki Yam means a general state of well-being, and in the south of India, the indigenous say to you Suki Yama if they are Tamil, or Suki Yamano if they are Malayan, which both mean, how are you well? And this is what we're going to talk about in this series, our well-being. Hello, Dr. Lydia.
Good morning.
Hello and welcome to this series of programs. I'm so pleased that you have decided to be with us on this program. So what are we really going to talk about in this series of programs? You know, we want to encourage people to listen to us.
Yes, thank you for inviting me for such an interesting discussion. And as you mentioned, we will speak about well-being. So it have two words. Well and being. And
you know, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. So, what is the difference of being and well-being? The difference is, in one context of being, we are living automatically. We are living in situations what is just coming to us and taking us whenever it wants to take us. Like life is bringing us to face the circumstances. We are eating the food what is only available in our public eating places. We're meeting the people who are on our way. We're following the restrictions of our bosses or our families, our children. And many times we are ending badly because our health is not so good, our mood is not excited, we are losing the inspirations of life. And many times people who are coming to me, they are saying, you know, I have everything okay, but I do not really excited anymore about my life, because life sort of predictable now, in a state when I can see the next day, the next week, and so I'm not very much excited. How can I treat myself from being uninspired? And it's not exactly the depression, because if you will go with the state to the medical services, most probably you will have some recommendations of some pills, some very mild remedies, but the cause of that is not on that level of only the biochemistry of the body. The level of this cause of being not happy, not unhappy, but not happy, not well-being, just being. The level of this cause is the purposeful in life, how we are satisfying the purpose of our being. Mark Twain, the American author, once said, it is a two significant moments in our life, to be born and to realize why I've been born. Mm-hmm. And this is second awakening of why.
Do we have time in our lives? You know, we're so rushed up to ask this question.
The point is, we have to, because if not, what for? What for? This automatic living is not satisfying us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we will speak about well-being, we have to start from that point of view. What is this well-being? And how we can manage to be well, to live mm-hmm. our life well?
So this is what we're going to talk about in our programs.
This is the name of the program, well-being.
Yes, yes, exactly. And what will it cover exactly? I mean,
what do I see in my over 20 years practice on this field? People just sometimes do not have enough knowledge. So we do not know ourselves, we do not know our potencies, we do not know the possibilities of life, of traditions, of our culture, our healing culture, and just our art culture. Because, for example, like I'm living in Malta for 16 years, and I saw many healthy traditions that people just forget it. Like, for example, I was very impressed about the mentality of your island. People can laugh about themselves. This is a reflected very healthy attitude. The nation who can joke about themselves have a very healthy mental and psychological state, because to joke about yourself is, it means you're not afraid to lose your self-esteem, your traditional and national self-esteem. So it's very healthy. It means you can deal with the not only with the pluses, but also with the minuses.
Maybe look at things objectively as well.
Yes, yes. The second thing is, like, you have a very strong healing traditions, like a French Talar, yes, and Godzo. It's a big, undiscovered area. What I would love to be involved into this renaissance,
to revive it, to see
the possibilities, because it's unused. It's like the treasure, hidden treasure.
It's true, you're right.
So your herbal medicine, the richest of your herbal medicine is so high, the concentration of the herbs, the remedies level is so high, because you don't have a lot of water in the island. So it's not diluted, so the concentration of the goodness is very strong. It's just enough to say the cheapest product in the island, the olive leaves, can help in situations with high cholesterol and high blood pressure. So this is just amazing. And this is a well-being, because well-being is not only with your family, not only with yourself, but it's also well-being with the community, well-being with the environment. And if we're in this harmony or synchronization, we can speak about the health.
Yes, so we are going to look at our mental, emotional, I guess, and physical levels as well.
And psychological levels.
And psychological, yeah, yes. Of course. Good. So we have a lot to do in this series, a lot of responsibility, Lydia. Okay. Obviously, to create this harmony and well-being, stress must be our biggest enemy. And what are the main factors, you think, which cause stress?
Stress is a very fashionable word now, yes, but in reality stress is the situation when we are out of our comfort zone. So our system is not used to be in a particular situation or to deal with the particular substances. Like, stress can be biochemical, like, for example, a glass of soft drink, it is a big stress for our pancreatic gland, yes? And stress is, for example, the traffic on the road. We don't know how to deal with it. We are out of time, so our boss is angry calling, or our patients, our students. So we have responsibility, and we do not know how to deal. We do not have a helicopter on the road, so we do not know how to deal with it, and we are worried. So this is a stress. Stress also have a negative and a positive effect. Positive effect of the stress is we are
I never
growing.
Thought of it as it having a positive effect.
Yes, we are developing, we are growing up because of the stress. If we will never have a situation what will bring us out of our comfort zone.
You mean like a challenge?
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
Stress is a challenge.
It's true in a way, isn't it? Like an exam.
Exactly. Mm. And so stress have a positive effect. A positive effect is we will have a chance and we have to face the situation and develop some other attitude. Without the stress, we will never develop the other attitude.
Incredible.
So, for example, like most situation we can see in this example, the glass is half empty or half full. Yes. So, if we think is half empty, like. Nowadays, people complaining about lack of money. Yes. So, if we have, if we feel we don't have enough money, we will continue to create the situation when we don't have enough money.
Of course, this is always relative to the culture you're living in.
Exactly. So it's never enough.
Not having a lot of money in India would be completely different.
Yes. Yes. But the cost also different, Margaret. The cost in India of food, etc. Services is very different. But what do I mean? Our relations towards the stress created the stress. Our relations to the situations created the stress. Our biochemical...
Our attitude, you mean?
Our attitude and even the physical reaction. Some people saying, why for somebody it's okay to drink a glass of wine or a glass of soft drinks, and for some people it's deadly. Why? Because we are different. We have different systems of adaptation. In medicine, it's called homeostasis.
That's so the homeostasis. Okay.
This is the homeostasis. And our
adaptability.
Adaptability. And we can see it on the level of biochemicals. We can see it on the level of psychology. We can see it on the level of spirituality. Even we have a spiritual homeostasis. Like if the culture is tolerant, like for example in Malta, people are very friendly and very tolerant. And in some Arab country, people are very intolerant. In some Western tradition, it is a tolerance and intolerance for the particular situations. And the same with our body. So if we have a state of the body, what is reacting, and as an analogy, we call it intolerance. Yes. Nowadays, we are talking about lactose intolerance.
Yes, we're using it a lot
yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
We finally discovered it.
Yes, finally. why it's like this? Because we're using the ingredients of our food, what is not suitable for our body. Simple. And we doesn't need to use the same agent and to use the medicine to decrease the reaction. So we need to use this reaction as a sign, I shouldn't eat this food.
This is Margaret R. Jules, and you're listening to the program Sukhiyam on Campus FM. Today, together with Dr. Lidia Ukaneva, we are discussing stress and our well-being.
Stress is also something pushing us into this philosophical or psychological mood, because we need to think, what is happening with me? Why I cannot accept particular situation?
Mm-hmm.
I have quite a lot of complaints from people about at night they cannot stop thinking. They cannot sleep. They cannot stop the process of thinking. And I was asking, what are you thinking about? What's the big thoughts you are thinking? Mm-hmm. They said, nothing. It's just simple thing. How can I manage the shopping? How can I manage the cleaning? And
sometimes they look bigger and more serious.
Absolutely.
At night, don't they?
So it's automatic thinking. And it's happening when we are just on the level of being, not on the level of well-being. Mm-hmm. So we are thinking about something small, and we put a lot of meaning for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, our psychology lecturer used to tell us to write down our thoughts at night, and then when you look at them in the morning, you can see that they were nothing.
Yes.
Yeah, but, jot them down quickly.
But, you know, because the way we are living, the food what we are using as a fuel for our body, not always suitable for us. So this condition, environment of the body, is really influencing our mind. And this automatic thinking is a result of over starchy body or over acid body. In many cultures, we are using this expression like your face is very sour today. Yes, in mm-hmm. Russia we're also using it, mm-hmm. and in Malta I heard people saying mm-hmm. I'm in a sour mood today. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's actually have a it's literally correct, because if you can see the pH of the blood in this or make the analysis of the urine or saliva, we can notice. And
it's
this
very acidic.
It's very acidic. Yes, this mm-hmm. this experiment is happening. I was involved in some of them. So you can see when our body is acidic, our mood is acidic, our thoughts is automatic, and we cannot stop thinking. So
they are so interwoven, the
very
physical,
much.
The mental, the psychological.
Very much, because our body is holistic. We are the whole structure. We are not the pieces of organs or systems. We are a whole structure of with different aspects, different nuances, an amazing instrument, human being. So that is the subject, how to keep ourselves on the level of well-being, not just a being. Yeah?
So, does one need to experience some kind of transformation so as to change things in one's life?
Definitely, we need to learn how to deal with ourselves and with life. Unfortunately, our Western culture, now even the Asian culture, more oriented into the external knowledge, not into the internal knowledge. So we know more.
What do you mean by that, external knowledge?
We know more about external world than about ourself.
That's true.
So even the.
So much information is arriving.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. We knew about the computer, we knew about the moon, mm-hmm. we knew about the architecture, but we do not know how to manage our own mood. We do not know how to manage simple cold. You know, we are running out of simple thing, how to deal with yourself.
Mm-hmm. And how true.
And from the ancient tradition, from Tao philosophies, they was expressing the man is the measure of the universe. So to know yourself is to know everything. Yes, Wim Tru Wen Wen of Leonardo da Vinci is another symbol of that. Like, human is the measure of the universe, so we need to know about ourselves. And it's not only about the anatomy. It's about many, many different aspects of our being. And because our thoughts affected our being, we can start from our thought. How we should thinking? How should we synchronize our mind with our being? And the first key, what we can speak about, it is a meditation.
In fact, in our next program, that's what we're going to talk about.
Yes, about meditation.
About meditation. And this is to help you synchronize
Help you synchronize, yes. Meditation is, in a parallel, we can speak like the conductor with the orchestra. So the conductor have to tune all musical instruments on the same tune. If it's not happening, it can be very good instruments, it can be very good musicians, but the music is not playing just because it's out of tune. Uh-huh. The same is happening with us. We are great creatures, human beings, as fantastic creatures. The beauty of our being is just irresistible. But many times we are out of tune, And then we're out of mood. And then it's like a reaction, one after another. People saying, oh, I woke up today from the wrong leg. Yes, I stand up today from the wrong leg. What does it mean? It means some thoughts or something influencing our mind.
Something negative.
Something negative or some, like we are under the pressure. And we are thinking we are under the pressure because everything is in the mind. If we can see around, except the 20 tons of the atmosphere, nothing is pressing us. So when people think like, oh, I'm under the pressure of my son or my husband or the situations, I always asking, how many kilos is the pressure? I said, what do you mean? I said, how many kilos of the pressure of your son or your situation there? They said, this is no kilos. So it's all the mind work. And we have to start with the mind work. Because we always, sometimes I was working with the pre-suicidal condition people and people who was in very serious situations in their life. All the
pre-suicidal?
Pre-suicidal, yes.
Really?
Yes, because the people do not have sometimes the understanding where the exit is. So they're thinking it is no exit.
They are entertaining these thoughts
of
suicide.
Yes. And sometimes it's just need to change the point of view, and that's it.
It's much simpler than one thinks.
Yes, and we can help to each other very easier just by sharing these experiences.
Shelling it?
Sharing.
Sharing. Not shelling in the sense of taking out all those layers which are hindering us.
This is also included. Thank you for this word as well, Margaret.
I don't know whether it exists. I have to check it out. Maybe we've just coined a word, Lydia. What tools do we need to get rid of stress? Meditation would be one of them,
meditation, no? Meditation is one of them. It will attune the mind. And then we need to have a knowledge how to how to support our body. Our physical body is our instrument. If we are not taking care about it properly, it will be out of right condition. And of course, when you have pain, people sometimes saying, how can I be happy if I'm always in pain? True.
A lot of people live in pain.
Yes, yes. And what I discovered, most of the time, the pain is coming from the over-acidic body. Because the acidity in
and
the
we'll
body...
And we'll be talking...
Yes, we will speak about pH.
Yes,
definitely. So the inflammatory tissues, the inflammations in the organ, especially chronic inflammation of some organs, developing the pathological condition of the organs. And then it's developing the pain syndrome.
And a lot of illnesses, no, to come from this condition.
The goal of my talk, I'm seeing, is how to do the preventive support to your body, but also how to manage the chronic condition. But prevention is better than cure, yeah?
Yes, but it doesn't mean that they can't cure it.
Exactly. So just need to do the first step to get a knowledge. And the first knowledge is written in many sacred books. In Ayurveda, as the ancient
medicine.
What is
this Ayurveda, yes?
We will speak about it one day.
Yes, okay.
It's very actually close to many folk traditions. And Veda is the knowledge. And Ayurveda is how to maintain your body. How to treat your body, how to deal with the particular unwells in your organs, etc. In Malta, in Mediterranean culture, you have your own knowledge how to deal, how to treat particular diseases, and how to prevent. Yes, it's not a surprise if I will say the Mediterranean diet counted as the most healthy diet in the Western tradition. Why? Because it's included a lot of vegetables. Unfortunately, this tradition is lost because people found this very uncomfortable. You need to wash them, you need to cut, you need to buy. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to go to buy something preserved and to preserve your own body. Yes. And then we are receiving the circumstances, the result of our appropriate condition.
And do people find it difficult to get pushed out of their comfort zone?
This is what we discuss about, the stress. The stress is when we are out of the comfort zone. I have a situation when people who would love to start some healthy food correction, they found it's a stress to go to the supermarket and not to find the recommended food. They found it very stressful. It is, because you are pushed out of your comfort zone. It's not comfortable. So people who doesn't have a knowledge, they feel it's uncomfortable, out of the comfort zone. Yes, people saying, oh, all my life I was eating that way. So for me it's a big stress to start a new way of eating. We have to find the mechanism, how slowly to adapt our mind.
Well, I think that our listeners have already decided that they should really join us on this journey, the journey of Sukhiyam, the journey of harmonious living and well-being. And Dr. Lydia, so what are we going to talk about in our next program?
I think we will start from the mind. It will be about how to manage your mind. So mind management technique, meditation.
And I'm sure everybody needs that one. Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia.
Thank you for inviting me.
Hope you have enjoyed the program, and until we meet again for another program in the series Sukhiyam, I leave you with this thought. Health is a state of complete harmony of the mind, body and spirit. When one is free from physical disabilities and mental distractions, the gates of the soul open.